The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sebene Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder, plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast, and I am your host, Laura Theodore. I am so honored and happy that you're here today because, gosh, I know you have so many different podcasts that you can listen to, and man, we have got an incredible show today with an incredible guest, Ali Kasparian, and she's the executive director and founder of Body and Soul. And so this is going to be an incredible conversation with an amazing, amazing person. But first, of course, I have to wish you good health and hope that all is well in your life. And I do hope that this podcast inspires you to a better life today. But let's just get right to it. It's now my great honor to welcome Ali Kasparian, who is the executive director and founder of Bounty and Soul, a nonprofit organization connecting people to food, education, and each other through a no-cost cooperative model. Ali received her certification as a health and wellness coach from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and she is an advanced food healing certified instructor. Ali founded Bounty and Soul in 2014, and there she has created a place where people can gather, feel valued, and be inspired to make healthy choices no matter where they are in life. Wow. I'd like to welcome her to the program right now. How are you today, Ali?
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. Wow, I am doing wonderful. It is a beautiful day in the mountains in North Carolina. Can't complain.
It is a beautiful day in North Carolina. I agree. And I just can't wait to talk about this. First of all, just to do something so incredibly inspirational has inspired me. So my first question to you today is, please share your initial inspiration to found Bounty and Soul in the first place.
Yeah, thank you for that question. Well, it's a personal experience, a personal journey. 11 years ago, I experienced a near-death experience and found myself moneyless, jobless, houseless, and needing a place to start over. So food insecurity hit me personally. So I moved to the mountains of North Carolina to start my my healing journey, and found it really difficult to find living wage, afford rent, buy myself food, and having grown up really with the privilege of eating healthy, nutritious food, as we know, it's the most expensive thing to buy. So really faced with food insecurity and ability to feed myself the food that I wanted to eat. So I started to go to a community meal right here in the town I was living in. And it was a way for me to, you know, I didn't know anybody when I moved here, so get to know the community, get myself a hot meal. In the course of the months I was there, I started to volunteer, and one day the chef said, hey, would you like to go to the local food bank with me and help me pick up some ingredients for the meal? And, you know, I'm always up for an adventure, so I went along with him. And so we got there, and he took a left and went to, you know, where the canned foods are and the frozen foods are, and I took a sharp right and found myself in this huge room. It was the size of a football field, and it was like I was a kid in a candy store. There were pallets and pallets of fresh fruits and vegetables, and half of them were in beautiful shape, and half of them were rotting. And I'm watching this volunteer, you know, take this food out by the pallets and on this forklift. And so I stopped her and I said, "Where are you taking all the food?" And she said, "Oh, I'm taking it out. I'm taking it to a pig farmer." And so I said, what, a pig farmer? Why are you taking it to a pig farmer? And she said, nobody wants to eat this food.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So that was the heavens opened up, and there was that big aha moment for me, because for the last several months I had, you know, when I was gathering around in these tables speaking with community, we all had that shared experience of finding ourselves in financial difficulty or, you know, health issues, whether it was diabetes, heart disease, and really wanting to eat healthy food, nutritious food, and not being able to afford it or access it. So that was the big aha epiphany. And so on the way home, I said to the chef, I said, listen, next week at the welcome table, I'm going to set up a table. I'm going to put a tablecloth and a baskets, and it's going to look like a farmer's market. And I'm going to come back here, and I'm going to rescue this food. And so that's how it started. It started with one table. I brought in my camping stove, and I love to cook. I've cooked all my life, and I that's how it started. Just cooking with fresh fruits and vegetables, and from that moment, the community came together and said, okay, Allie, like, what do we need to keep this going? And so I had somebody with a truck, and there was, you know, a person that was growing a garden. And so it was, from the very beginning, a very community-centered initiative. And, of course, I had no money, so I couldn't start an organization. So it truly was a community coming together to have access to the food we all deserve.
Wow. And so we do all deserve great. Good food. Yeah. There is no that's doubt about it. That. And particularly what I think is so amazing about Bounty and Soul and you as a person and what you all are doing is that, of course, now more than ever, people really are feeling, many people are feeling food insecure. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is something that's really needed everywhere. Not just here, but it's amazing that you're doing this here. And just exactly what kind of programs do you have, and how does Bounty and Soul bridge the gap between food security and whole person health? That's what I think is so wonderful about what you're doing.
Yeah, and our programs speak to that. So we have, you know, three main programs that intersect through the lens of food, farms, and health. So one of our programs is called Produce to the People, and that's a distribution model. That's the no-cost markets that people come to. It doesn't matter. There's no eligibility requirements. Everyone is welcome. And that's where we distribute food in a farmer's market style environment. And then we also deliver, since the pandemic, we have started delivering food to people experiencing transportation barriers. Because it's one thing, you know, the transportation is especially yeah. when you live in rural areas, does become a barrier. So we now offer a program where we deliver healthy food boxes. And then our Farmers Alliance program really centers the importance of strengthening our local food system, because if anything we've learned through the pandemic is, you know, the supply chain issues and, you know, the trucks are, you know, stopped at the ports. And so they're really shone a light on really how fragile our food system is. So it's important to really center our local farmers and growers, because that's where our food comes from. So this is a program where we work with over 46 farmers, local farmers, and it's about really, you know, building and nurturing like reciprocal relationships, intentional relationships with the farmers, and where we, you know, either purchase food for distribution, or we send volunteers out to support their efforts in growing food, or even provide a tax write-off for any donated food that they provide us. And then finally, our Rooted in Health program is, that's really my baby, and that's a an evidence-based education and resource platform, really, you know, showing the importance of whole person health. And we do that through classes on everything from, you know, culinary medicine, which is combining the art of cooking with the science of nutrition, you know, mental health classes, talking about resiliency and having healthy relationships, and also, you know, emotional well-being and spiritual well-being. So we have classes on managing stress, and mindfulness, breath work, things like that. So it is really, you know, about, you know, the whole person, not just one thing, but it really is looking at the whole person. And really, when you look at food insecurity is, you know, defined by the USDA as, like, you know, uncertain access to enough food to live a healthy life. So, you know, what we do know, and science shows us, that the more, you know, unprocessed, nutrient-dense foods that we consume and that we eat, the healthier, more energy, the more vibrant we are. And so, you know, and that's really not the narrative when, you know, your food pantries or food banks are, you know, addressing food insecurity with foods that might not be the most nutrient-dense. So, and then, you know, we really truly look at food as medicine, and also community as medicine.
Yeah.
So, you know, as much as we look at health, we look at it in, you know, community, you know, self-health, and food.
Excellent.
And, you know, because it's not just about food. You can eat all the kale in the world, but if you have unforgiveness in your heart, or you are struggling in relationships and are stressed, we know that impacts your health. So we
Absolutely.
Look at it, you know, at wholly.
Yes.
And each contributes and supports food security, supports whole person health. Whole person health supports food security.
Well, we're talking with the amazing Allie Kasparian, and she is executive director and founder of Bounty and Soul. You can learn more about Allie and Bounty and Soul at bountyandsoul.org. That's bountyandsoul.org. Go there after the program. And Allie, yes, I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, the word unprocessed. Of course, we're having Chef AJ on this program this month, who wrote the book Unprocessed. So we're right there. And in all of my books, on our television program, on this podcast, that's what we base our food on, our recipes on. But we also agree 100% with you with the mindfulness, whole body health, et cetera, et cetera. But something I'd like to just touch on briefly is that you really, it's near and dear to my heart when you talk about the farmers, because when we started Jazzy Vegetarian quite a long time ago, part of my mission was to bring forth how important the farmers are, because I think a lot of people still don't realize, man, without the farmers, we'd have no food. We have to support our farmers. We have to find a way, particularly now with all the difficulties that we're having, to allow our farmers to make the living that they deserve to live so that they can produce good food for us. And you say that you honor their work as sacred. I truly agree. And just briefly, in your mind, how is a farmer's work sacred?
Well, you captured it so eloquently, and one, they are the lifeline to sustaining our life by growing our food. And I think, farmers, to farm, it's a hard, thankless, undervalued, overlooked, job that, we do take for granted. And it's something that we really honor, and part of our Farmers Alliance program, like I said, is to really develop and nurture those relationships with farmers, and ask them, like, what do you need? How can we support you? And oftentimes it looks like we need you to buy some food, which we do. Sometimes it looks like, hey, we could use some hands in the fields, and that's what, we have over 450 volunteers, active volunteers, that contribute to our work. So we send, an army out to support farmers in the fields. And really we tell their story, which is so important. All the food we give out from local farmers, the story is behind it. We educate folks on where the food comes from, what farm it came from, what are the nutrient benefits of eating local food, really having a platform and having a voice for the farmer is really important for the everyday person who, may not know or may not think about it. So, and we do that also with children through our children's programming too, because I think kids, it's really interesting because, taking kids out to a garden and, plucking out a carrot from the ground, there's still that level of amazement of like, oh, wow, like the carrot comes out of the ground and not in a can. So it's so important, and it's important that we center their work in everything we do and give them a voice.
Absolutely.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If people need help, they can visit bountyandsoul.org and find out how they can get help right there at your website. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. Our market schedule is there. We have resources, education resources, recipes that are available, videos that, if you don't live in North Carolina and want to learn and learn more about our work too, as well, you can go to our website.
Fantastic.
It's all there.
You are amazing. I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your very, very busy day to be with us today. And I'm so thankful you took the time, and I'm just in awe of who you are and what you've done. And I do hope we have a chance to do this again and have some more conversation. But thank you so much, Allie.
Well, I really, really appreciate it. And thank you for this opportunity.
So that was the amazing, the incredible Allie Kasparian, and she is the executive director and founder of Bounty and Soul. And you can learn more at bountyandsoul.org. That's bountyandsoul.org. Well, in jazzy news this week, if you don't know it yet, We air every week on Create TV. That's the Create TV channel. And you can certainly learn when we will be airing on that program at createtv.com. That's createtv.com. I have a schedule. You can put in your area, your broadcast area, and find out when the program airs for you. And it's so exciting. We're so grateful to all the folks at Create TV, Jazzy Vegetarian, every week on Create TV. And of course, you want recipes. You want vegan recipes. And to get those recipes and learn more about us, you can go to jazzyvegetarian.com. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. Well, I know you've been waiting for it. It's my recipe of the week.
Vegan and delicious. My recipe of the week.
Greens. Allie was talking about greens, and she was talking about kale. And if you've listened to this podcast or watched the television show, read any of my books, you know that I just love kale. And this is a really cool, easy way to make kale. Just so simple, but it's got kind of a surprise sauce to it. And it's steamed kale with walnut cream sauce. Of course, it's not really cream. The sauce is made from walnuts. It gets nice and creamy. You're going to be surprised how well this works. So you're just going to start off with one very large bunch of kale, washed, destemmed, and very, very thinly sliced. And you're going to steam that kale until it's wilted and quite soft, but still bright green. It takes about 8 minutes or so, depending on the thickness of your kale. Of course, you want to destem that kale, as I said before. Make sure you get those thick stems out of there. Otherwise, your kale is going to be kind of tough. So that's a great jazzy tip. But I found that the trick to steaming kale is that you want to check on it every minute or so, because it can go right from that nice, bright, vibrant green color to this like kind of weird kind of green color that you don't want, like an olive green color. So just keep an eye on it. And so you're going to transfer that steamed kale to a medium-sized bowl. And while your kale is steaming, you're going to put half a cup of chopped walnuts, a half a cup of water, a half a teaspoon of Italian seasoning blend, or any other kind of seasoning that you like to give this sauce a little bit of a jazzy kick, 1 to 2 teaspoons of tamari, and a clove of garlic. If you don't like garlic, you can leave the garlic out, or you can use a little bit of garlic powder, which is something I like to do. Then a little sea salt and black pepper to taste. You're just going to put all of those things into your blender and process it until it's nice and creamy. You're going to be so surprised that it becomes a very, very yummy, creamy sauce. Now, if you want the sauce to be a little bit thinner, you're just going to add a little bit more water, about 1-2 tablespoons at a time, to achieve your desired consistency. And then immediately pour that snazzy sauce over your steamed kale and just toss it and serve. That's it. You're going to be so surprised. It's absolutely jazzylicious. You want to find this recipe? You're going to go to jazzyvegetarian.com, and you're going to see under Season 4 Recipes, under our TV recipes, Season 4 Recipes, Show 409. Show 409. Well, I can't thank you enough for being here with me today and for the fabulous Allie Kasparian at bountyandsoul.org. But it's you. It's you that makes this program happen, because you listen to us every week, and I appreciate that so much. So until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well from me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
I'm Rachel Corpus, an angel communicator, psychic medium, and host of the Angel Talk podcast. This show is meant to help you remember who you are, a limitless being with shoes and socks on. And along the way, we'll connect to people on the other side and experts in the field like authors, healers, animal communicators, and more. Listen to all my shows at Mind Body Spirit FM or wherever you get your podcasts.